see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And yes, we are laughing already because two delightful people are in studio with us today, Margaret Goderstead and David Weiser. They are here to talk about the 19th annual Bake and Soup Sale at St. Philip's Church on Saturday, November 19th from 9 until 12:30 p.m. We will repeat those dates and times many, many times during this interview, but it's so great to see you. How has it been a whole year since the 18th annual Bake and Soup Sale?
It's been good.
The year has flown, hasn't
it?
It was fast. Yes, yes. And there have been so many other events, such as our garage sale.
Yes, which is a huge event.
Pie at the Leduc.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we have had a busy but a really good year.
At St. Philip's, do you sort of feel like it's getting back to normal pre-pandemic times?
Mostly, yes. You know, we have some people who are still a little reluctant to get back into the big mix, but we're having good worship services and we're having really good attendance and involvement with all of our other events. Like Margaret said, you know, the pie at the Leduc and the garage sale, all of those. Lots of people being involved, showing up, helping out.
So you're really doing a lot of your outreach again like you used to.
Yes.
Correct. Margaret, I know that you have been a member of St. Philip's for many, many years.
Yes.
And I so enjoy hearing about the olden days and kind of the history of your church. Do you want to tell people about what it was like back in the day?
Oh, in the olden days.
When it was really almost the last part of Hastings.
It was the very last part. There was not even a paved road.
So you are, St. Philip's is located at the intersection of
15th and
Pleasant.
Right.
And you have that big extension that you put on, which is just so lovely. But back in the day, that was the last part of Hastings.
It really was, yes. And it was muddy when we first went to church there. There was, of course, no landscaping done, no parking lot, pavement, or
did 15th Street extend all the way up there, or did the houses stop even before your church?
I think there were houses pretty close to it, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what year was your church formed and
it
built?
It was 1967? Yes, that's right. 1967. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have celebrated over 50 years.
It's wonderful. Yes, yeah. Congratulations to that.
Yes.
And so when you first started going to church, obviously your congregation has really grown, I bet.
It has, yes, which has been wonderful, yes.
And what do you think, David, when you came to Hastings, what did you think was the draw for your church?
Well, my wife and I went to a number of different churches over a few years and just really didn't come to a good decision until one day we showed up and we were really comfortable at worship at St. Philip's. And then the wonderful Bert Goderstead got a hold of us and walked us around and gave us the tour and told us the history and insisted we come to visit him and his wife at their house and that we become members. And it just kind of flowed naturally from that, but it just felt so warm and welcoming, and I've heard that from other people too. A really nice place to be part of a family.
And it has to be natural, doesn't it? If you
it
try
does.
To force
That's right.
that welcome
mm-hmm.
piece,
it, does.
It's, yes. it just it doesn't
is.
Work. Margaret, I'm sorry, when he brought up your sweet husband, Bert.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's been, how long has he been gone?
He passed away April 26, 2020. So it's been a while.
Yeah, the height of the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's been tough.
Right. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Right.
But you're doing well and you have all these wonderful friends that are like family, I know.
I
that
know, so.
You're pretty lucky
so
in that regard.
That's where I go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, on this day that we're leading up to Thanksgiving, this is always something you do right before Thanksgiving, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Correct.
You will be selling pies and you'll be having soup. What does the event look like again?
It will be set up in the fellowship room, and tables will be spread apart so that people do not have to be afraid of being too close together.
Good.
So we will be selling all kinds of wonderful sweet things, pies and cakes and cookies, and of course the traditional lefse.
Okay.
Lefse.
I didn't even know if I should say it because that is something that people go nuts about, and you sell out right away, don't you?
We do, yes.
So tell about that tradition. Are you involved in that, David?
Yes. We didn't get involved in making it at church this year, but we expect to make some at home and bring it in. But, you know, I grew up in a German household. We didn't have lefse. So when I got married, I learned to make lefse. When I came to St. Philip's, we just kind of got into the process of being part of the making lefse every fall.
That's right.
It has gone from one day to 2 days, sometimes up to 3 or 4 days to make enough lefse. And we have a wonderful quality control person who just says, this isn't good enough for our people. We're going to, you know, so what goes into the bag to be sold is really high quality stuff.
Oh, well, is it putsy or is it kind of temperamental? What makes lefse so hard to make?
Would you say the rolling is the toughest?
Because it has to be a certain, it can't be too thick, it can't be too thin.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people have rolling mats with printing on it, and they say, I know it's thin enough when I can see the printing through my lefse.
Interesting.
Then you put it on a griddle, and you cook it until it starts to bubble.
But see,
and you flip it over.
You don't know how long that is. It just is until it bubbles.
Watch it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there is an art to this.
Oh, there is.
Definitely.
If your griddle's too hot, it'll burn. If it's too cold, it takes some practice.
No wonder people want to come and buy yours and not make their own.
Oh, it's fun.
So how many different packages will you have of lefse?
I do not know.
Is it hundreds? Is it 50?
I know that last Saturday, when they made lefse, there were 7 griddles going all at one time.
And what does it smell like when it's being made? Is it a nice smell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a mix of potatoes and flour, and so as you know, just basic peasant food that every culture through the whole world has something like.
I'm an Irish girl. Right. You're speaking my language with potatoes.
And so, you know, you can just imagine what a nice, crisp smell of nice frying potatoes with flour, just wonderful. It's wonderful.
And David,
it smells good.
You cannot forget about the cream and the
and
butter.
And then you put cream and butter in.
That goes into it.
Yes.
Oh, is that at the stage where you griddle it, or is that before?
When you are mixing the balls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have a pretty good tried and true recipe that we use at church, and it's got this much flour, this much potato, this much cream,
this much. He's not giving away secrets, friends.
Of course not. You know, come and buy ours. Don't make your own. And then, you know, you mix it up.
Your recipe would be for 1,000 people, though, so that'd be hard to...
No, it actually makes a pretty small batch. It'll make a batch of about 12 to 20.
So no wonder
you were so busy last Saturday. So then do you refrigerate it? Is that how it works?
I don't think you need to, do you?
Well, when we make it on a Saturday, we will freeze it until we bring it out.
Oh, smart.
Friday night.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we start to unpack it for Saturday morning.
Okay.
So it's been some time in the freezer just to maintain, I mean, it'll be fresh.
So that tradition, was that before the soup and pie and bake sale? Or was lefse added later? Or was that always part of your sale?
I think it was originally there because a lot of people come from a Scandinavian heritage.
Yes.
And so they want that sort of thing. Yeah.
How wonderful. So again, this event is going to be on Saturday, November 19th from 9 until 12:30. And it's the 19th annual Bake and Soup Sale at St. Philip's Church. How has it changed in the 19 years?
We have added certainly the soups, which originally we did not have. And also, there was a time when the sale was not on site.
Oh.
It was at one time in one of the shopping malls in town.
I remember when I first started with this, it was up at the Westview Mall.
Right.
Along along one of the big hallways.
Yeah.
Right. And now we just have an in-hour facility.
Because your facility is so easy to get in and out of.
And it's big enough for the crowds.
Exactly. Right.
I remember when I started, and I think I was there pretty much, I may not have been there on the 19 years ago, but I was there pretty early. And what we have added is a little bit more savory and pickled with some vegetables, as well as the sweet pies, cakes, some of the traditional Norwegian things. But you know, we will have a lot of jam and jelly. We'll have some pickles. At our house, we were gathering all of the jam and jelly we have made, because we are blessed by a lot of people who will donate fruit to us because they know it's going to come back at church. And so we have, I think we have over 50 jars ready to go. And
we're not alone.
There are other people.
And it is such top quality and so delicious.
Fresh stuff, absolutely.
Yeah. And just like the garage sale, people know they can come to our church and they'll get a good quality for the money. It's always
so again, this event is going to be at St. Philip's, but it certainly is open to the public.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, and we invite people to come and enjoy.
So can we have our soup right there? Or do you want us to take
it
home?
We're not doing that this year.
Okay.
I mean, that went away with COVID.
Oh,
and
sure.
We found that it really, really is easier for us and for the people who are buying it, that we'll give you a quart of soup. It's a reasonable price. I mean, we've compared it to some other soups to go on the market. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the soup. We will have...
Yes. I would love to hear it.
We will have ham and bean,
okay,
which is gluten-free. And we didn't have that last year, but we're bringing it back this year because it's popular. We will have turkey wild rice, which everybody just goes crazy for.
Mm-hmm.
And we make that gluten-free. So if that's of concern to you, that's good. And then we will have hamburger beef. And that's not gluten-free because we put barley in it, but it's all just wonderful, tasty. And we will spend all day on Friday chopping vegetables, browning hamburger, cooking turkey. I'm going to do the turkey on Thursday. And we will just be making soup all day on Friday, ready for our company on Saturday.
Yeah. So you're not afraid that you won't get it all done on Friday? That sounds like a lot of work. You have it done.
We're Lutherans. We get it done.
That's right.
Margaret, what do you think about David?
Oh, it is so much fun working with him, and I would highly recommend him as a chef. He is fantastic.
David, do you do the cooking at home?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Margaret, come on. How does we that's not how it works at our house, right? No. So, again, three different kinds of soups. And then you said just a huge variety of baked goods.
Yes.
Right.
How fabulous. Yep. Is this something that I could find my pie there and maybe freeze it until Thanksgiving?
Oh, heavens,
of course.
Ooh, yummers.
Oh, heavens, yes. Yeah.
Yes. Beautiful pies.
There will be all kinds of pies. I mean, there will be apple pie, pumpkin pie. There will be some probably a bit more traditional Scandinavian.
What are Scandinavian pies? Like mincemeat? You know,
Probably something with... I don't know. Maybe you might find some gooseberries or something else.
Okay. Okay.
But definitely some other traditional Scandinavian baked goods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those cookies I like that kind of fall apart. What are those?
Rosettes.
Right.
Yes.
Sandbuckles will be there.
Sandbuckles. Yes. Yeah.
But the rosettes are the ones that are just kind of crumbly. If you wink at them, they just kind of fall apart on your plate.
Yes, but boy, are they tasty.
Oh, they're tasty.
So
they're
good.
Nice.
This is a great time of year, isn't it?
Yeah. Full of butter.
Oh, Margaret,
what about lard? Is it lard used in things sometimes too, and you're shocked at how good it is?
Lard?
Crisco, yes.
Lard is probably one of the favorite binders for pie crust.
Yes.
And, of course, you don't taste that it is lard, but it is so rich and so
it is
delicious.
Rich. I have a chocolate chip cookie recipe that calls for lard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't tell anybody that that's in it because, man, are these cookies great.
Yeah, they are.
But I don't know. Lard has a great taste to it.
It's kind of like some of those other things you put in. You don't taste it, but it makes everything else taste better.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's exactly
right.
It.
Mm-hmm. It's the umami factor.
What is that?
Umami is, I mean, you know, we have salt, sour, sweet, all that, but they're thinking there's this other sense of taste that we have called umami, which is just the richness of flavor that is added mm-hmm. by some foods.
And that's what's so fun about these bake sales is you get to see people's specialty.
Yes.
And I would assume that people come back for the same thing every year.
Every year.
Perhaps bring mm-hmm. the same thing every year. So again, it's the 19th annual Bake and Soup Sale at St. Philip's Church. It's going to be on Saturday, November 19th from 9 until 12:30. And how will we pay you? Is it checks? Is it cash?
It is checks or cash.
Okay.
We are not really set up for credit cards.
We don't do plastic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we have had some help along the way, and Thrivent Financial has a very special program. It is called an Action Team Project, and we apply for that, and we receive a $250 grant, which helps in making our soup, for buying our soup ingredients.
Absolutely.
And we really appreciate that.
Well, that's so nice. And do you have other sponsors you want to give a shout out to?
No, but I would like to. Margaret is always really good at talking about, well, okay, we're having the sale, we're making this money. What do we do with it?
Yeah, what do you do with your money,
yes,
please?
Go
yes.
For it.
We give Bible study books to 3-year olds. And Bibles for third graders. We give a scholarship to a young woman in Tanzania. So our money certainly does not stay necessarily at home. We also give money to Lutheran Social Service and certain youth projects within the congregation. So the money goes far and wide.
So when people are talking about the hurricanes in Florida and everything else that's going on, mm-hmm. some of what we're going to be making, the money we make on Saturday, will go to help people recover from that.
Yeah.
And that's always a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's faith in action, and
it's
so wonderful mm-hmm. to see. And guess what? We get to participate because it's the 19th annual Bake and Soup Sale at St. Philip's Church on Saturday, November 19th from 9 until 12:30. And just we can pop in and pop out. Is that correct?
Right.
That's right.
Boy, I love it. And will you both be there? Can we say hello to you?
We certainly will.
Oh, because
yes.
You'll
be there.
David will have his chef's hat on. And I will
and a really nice frilly apron.
Yes.
And Margaret, you'll be dressed to the nines. We don't know where you'll be, but
I will be greeting people.
Oh, yeah. What a perfect job for you, Margaret.
I love it. I love seeing all the people.
I bet. Yeah. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Well, we just want to see lots of our friends there, and we want to share these good things with them.
Absolutely, and it goes for such a great cause.
Definitely.
Thanks for coming in. Can't wait till the 20th annual. So fun to see you both. Margaret Goderstead and
yes.
David Weiser. And again, don't miss the 19th annual Bake and Soup Sale at St. Philip's Church, Saturday, November 19th from 9 until 12:30 p.m. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
I see trees of green.